We're live.
Welcome, guys. This is Kim Terry. You're listening to the Shoot and the Shit with Kyle and Kim podcast. I am sitting here with my husband and business partner, Kyle Terry. Take it away.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Past our bedtime again. It's 11 o'clock.
This is a thing.
It's a trend lately. Have a glass of wine. That's what happens. First week back, complete after a four-day little vacation. And it was kind of a hectic week, getting some things organized.
No, let's be real. This will be every week. We'll be here at 10:30, 11 o'clock, saying it is way past our bedtime.
No, here we are. Can't do that. Last night, we had a good excuse because we had to work with a client. But today, we didn't really have an excuse. We've been sitting on the couch for a while.
No, it's Friday night. We've been watching Friends. What else do you do on a Friday night?
Exactly. So, earlier today, we had a meeting with one of our close friends that runs a business similar to what we do, except they have a very broad ranging set of things that they do. We are more specific on social media marketing and advertising and creating content specifically around that. They create a lot of content that is graphics, animations,
SEO, website design, blogs, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. They do banners and stuff like that just for people whenever they go to conferences and stuff. Also today, I listened to a little podcast, the Ed Mylett podcast, talking about transformation and mindset. What do you feel like about self-confidence, Kim? And self-belief. You listen to that podcast.
Shoot, about that podcast or in general?
In general.
That's a pretty loaded question to ask.
In general.
Shoot. Well, I don't know. Self-confidence is something that I think, from my perspective, that most people chase most of their lives. It's something that you should have. But I think it's something that a lot of people struggle with. And personally, I've always struggled with having self-confidence and building myself up. That's why I listen to podcasts, though, and things like that. And Ed always has some good tips. And that podcast that you're talking about right now, he interviewed Chris and Heidi Powell. They did the weight loss transformation show back in the day on ABC. Mm-hmm. It was really good. They had a lot of good takeaways.
Yeah. And I feel like the same way, and even successful people, a lot of the people that we listen to and follow, Ravi's getting a drink, if you guys can hear that, they even talk about, they have self-confidence, a ton of self-confidence, but they said that if you're ambitious enough, you always strive to be better, which means that you always have a little person on your shoulder saying that you're not good enough or you need to be better. Not necessarily that you're not good enough, but you always need to be better.
So,
and I think that's part of self-confidence, that you need to.
So that's what I want to talk about, because I think of self-confidence in how you feel in the world compared to other people. So for me, when I don't feel very confident in myself, it's not in what I have to do to be a better person myself, but it's in myself comparing myself to other people and situations around me.
Right. See, I don't think that way. I don't.
So where does your self-confidence?
I always try to be better than myself. I think I'm average at everything. No matter if people tell me I'm good at it, and I've built this business and all of this stuff, but I compare myself to myself all the time.
So do you not feel confident, though? Like, is it a confidence against yourself? Because
yeah, I think so. I think the confidence comes from, it's like twofold. It's like you get confidence from how good you did something, and that helps boost that, your confidence, I guess. And then, but also,
so like your confidence,
you're so hard on yourself that you don't have enough confidence. It's not that you don't have so much confidence to do it. You're just not overconfident.
So you're saying confidence in that you've done a good job and that you're good at something, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, I feel confident that I can do this job and do it well.
Yeah, but you're not confident because you always try to make it better. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't know. So it's the same. So self-doubt and stuff like that, even if you're really good at something, you still doubt yourself just a little because you're always trying to be better, and you know you can be better potentially.
Yeah, I get that. But I when you say it, I get it like that. Yeah, yeah. But my initial thought on self-confidence and self-doubt comes in the aspect, like I said before, of comparing yourself to others, which, not to like just to Eddie Milet's horn this whole podcast, but he had a show the other day talking about how comparison is the root of happiness. So everything you do in life, you're comparing to something else, and that's when you don't find happiness. Even like the hardest situations, like he said,
death.
Like, and people will come back to him and say, well, you can't compare, like, I am sad because this person died. And he said, yes, and that's completely legitimate. But why you are not happy is because you are comparing that to the better time in life when they were alive and you had all these great memories with them.
Yeah.
And the only way to use comparison to your benefit is to use it to drive you into doing better.
And that's what I think I do a lot of. I realized that whenever you said that, that I listened to that same podcast. But
so I think self-confidence goes hand in hand a lot with happiness, because if you're feeling confident, you're going to be more happy. And I think both of them go back to that comparison standard.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree.
Comparison against yourself, like you were saying. So that decreases your self-confidence because you're comparing to how you think you should be or how someone else thinks you should be or how you used to be. You know, you used to be able to bench press 225 for 10 reps back in the day, but today you can't.
Right.
That
an old man
upsets a lot of people. But I think if you use that comparison, like even comparing yourself to other people, if you use like that
back
to drive
in the day,
you,
I used to do this. Back in the day, I used to do this. Like that person that was the high school captain of the football team or whatever.
Right.
And
but
they
if you
still
can,
wear their high school t-shirts.
Or even the person who's like, oh my gosh, that. I think females think this a lot. I just think it's in our DNA a little bit more so than males, but you compare yourself to other women all the time. And I think that decreases your happiness and decreases your self-confidence. But if you can look at it as a comparison of, wow, she's so fit. Let's just use fitness for example.
Yeah, yeah. Like instead of
and use that to motivate you.
Yeah, how did she get there? Like break it down.
So
that's the way I...
You got to start using that comparison to motivate you in different areas of life.
Compare in a not so much as like a jealous and a like it, with money or fitness or whatever. Like, well, if somebody handed that to them, or you know, they were born like that, or whatever. You know, you got to break it down and see. Like we were just watching YouTube videos earlier. Ryan Serhant's YouTube channel. He was talking about how he lost $72 million in one day of deals. Well, he wrote down, he said he writes down the 30 days out from there. So that same day, the next month. So let's say it's the 4th day of June, and then he writes down on July 4th in his calendar, how do you feel about X, Y, and Z that happened on, the battery just died on the camera. How do you feel about X, Y, and Z that happened on, hold on, pause. This
pause
is live action right here.
Break.
Hold on.
So you all, if you... don't know yet, we are filming everything and it goes on to our YouTube channel. By goes on, I mean it's gonna go on when we actually release all this. Are we gonna make another YouTube channel just for this?
Yeah.
So it will probably be TEM branded on YouTube, where you'll be able to watch us sitting here talking. So make sure that you go check that out. When we get it all up, we'll obviously let you all know and we'll put it in the show notes, things like that. But this will be video as well as audio, so whichever you prefer to watch, we're taking care of you. Trying, if we can get batteries and things like that to cooperate. So Kyle's fixing that. I'm going to take another little...
Watch the Ryan Serhant video. I'll talk a little bit about.
So, yeah, the Ryan Serhant video where he was talking about losing all this money and... stuff like that in a day. And he said, you can think about it. And this really sticks with me because something, and it goes all the way back to that self-confidence thing, is your mindset and just between positivity and negativity. And that's something else that I've struggled with. And you know how much of a struggle it is for me, is like my mind automatically goes to the negative of a situation.
Right.
And something he said that really, when I hear this from someone like him and I hear it from other people, it really sticks to me. And it's really something I tried to work on is he said, I lost $72 million today, but did I die? And the answer is no, he's still there. He said, today sucks more than yesterday for sure. He said, but tomorrow's a completely different day. The next hour is a completely different hour. He said, so I can take this moment and I can have a bad week because one thing terrible happened to me on Monday. I can carry it through the entire week, or I can deal with it on Monday and wake up 10 minutes earlier on Tuesday to work harder and get past exactly it and make right. it into a good situation again. And so that's something that always kind of sticks with me. And when I'm thinking, letting these thoughts get in my mind, I'm like, it's hard in the moment and when you're in there, but the only way to get out of that is to switch how you're thinking and turn it into something positive.
Exactly. So in that 30 or 31 days between, let's say, June the 4th to July the 4th, he puts it in his calendar the very next month and he says, how do you feel about that? And he said, every single time, it's like, oh shit, I forgot about that. Like it, you filled your calendar with so much stuff that, and so many other things happened in that 4 weeks that it's just not even a thing anymore. He said, I don't know if he even said almost every time. I think he said every single time that he does that. And just like Kim said that he moves on, gets up 30 minutes earlier the next day, works out harder, does an extra rep on everything, does extra sets, fills his calendar with more phone calls.
And that's where the comparison comes in, is you can compare that to a day when you didn't lose $72 million exactly. and feel really bad and unhappy and not confident about yourself and your life and your job and whatever you're doing. Or like he says and he shows, is you can feel confident and you can compare to a better time.
Yeah.
And, or I'm getting distracted because the camera just shut off again. You can compare that and use it to motivate you. So like, yeah, that sucked, but I'm going to feel better tomorrow and this is how I'm going to get there. And you're going to compare to that. And that's how you're going to build up from that situation. I think that's hard. And I think a lot of people would hear that and be like, man, but you need time to grieve and feel these thoughts and feel these feelings. And I completely agree with that. There is a time and place for that, but ultimately you can't dwell on things for so long. Is there's a limit to the amount of time that you can sit there and you can dwell, because at some point you need to take that next step forward and you need to start moving on, whether it's minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. Time is the only thing that's going to change.
That's exactly right, Kim.
I think they can hear that. Kyle's halfway across the room trying to set up a new camera. Y'all, this is a struggle if you didn't know. All right, we're back.
I'm back. Hopefully Kim filled you guys in on some good stuff there. So, Kim, also on the podcast, we like to talk a little bit about... Sorry, guys, we just kind of failed at the beginning on introducing ourselves and stuff. We like to talk about a little bit about what we did that day. What'd you do today, Kim?
I hate to say it, but... Guys, we slept in today.
We did. We slept in today.
And it felt freaking good. Yeah. I don't even feel that bad about it. It felt good. We skipped the gym. We usually go to the gym first thing in the morning, get it out of the way, gets you pumped up, gets you feeling good for the day.
You know what, though? Today was flag day.
So we celebrated.
So we celebrated
a
little flag day.
Sometimes you need a day to sleep in. And it felt good. I feel energized. I feel rejuvenated. So that was... I hate it at the time because I feel lazy, but sometimes you just need to do it.
Yeah, for sure. I had a couple of appointments that were supposed to be early this morning. Client had to reschedule late last night. They sent me a text. They were apologetic about it. It was all good. It was about an hour and a half drive, so I didn't really want to drive out there. So it just kind of opened up my morning.
And we took advantage.
We took advantage of it, slept in a little bit, and got some editing done. At least I did. Had a few photo shoots, and then we had a meeting with, like I said earlier, the lady that's in the very similar business to ours. Just to talk about how they do everything and how they seek out clients. And
it's always good stuff. Y'all, there's business for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
So get out of that scarcity mindset, and it's good to talk to people in your business, learn from them, bounce ideas off of them.
Yeah, because their target market, they do a very similar thing, but their target market is totally different than our target market. So, and if your target market is everyone, your target market is no one. Mm-hmm. You are going to do business. So you're not nearly the amount.
You got to give up that mindset that you can't talk to anybody who does anything similar to you. You got to hide all your secrets because there really are no secrets anymore.
No.
And you're going to get farther by, like, we left that meeting and she's got people to refer to us. We've got people to refer to her because we got different markets. We do slightly different things where we can service a client better than they can and they can service different clients better than we can.
Exactly.
So don't be afraid to go out and meet people in your industry and learn off of them.
That's sure. Exactly right.
So that was a good meeting. Then we came home.
You didn't really say what you did.
I didn't say what I did. Well, I said I slept in and then I went to a meeting. What more do you want?
What'd you do those four hours where I was away from the house?
I did client work. I got stuff situated and posts up and planning things out and getting different marketing strategies in place. You're giving me a weird look.
Just checking. Make sure you're doing your job, girl.
I'm still using that new app I found I talked about yesterday, Toggle. So you can go in and check my 4 hours. There's probably 25 minutes where I was trying to figure out what to eat for lunch today. And that rest of that time I was working. All my stuff, my time goes to clients. And I love them. And that's where my time goes.
That's good. I ran payroll today. That's always good. That way we get paid on Monday.
Good for employees.
And us. We're part of the business, baby. We got to pay ourselves. All right. It's been 17, 18 minutes.
Cool.
Kim's yawning. I'm yawning. Whew. I think that's going to be it for this Friday night. Let's close this sucker out.
Let's do it.
We are a husband and wife business team. We own Terry Enterprise. And we have brought you Shooting the Shit with Kyle and Kim. Kim, tell us where they, or tell everybody where they can find us. And that's all we got.
Yeah, guys, go ahead and follow us. Jump on Instagram. Follow us at TEM Branded. That's where you'll find all things social, branding, marketing, fun, life type stuff. We've got our personal Instagrams. You can find them in the show notes below. Make sure you follow us there too, because that's where you're going to find all the fun, personal, behind the scenes type stuff. And leave us a review. But most of all, please share this with a friend. Take a picture of yourself on a walk, driving in the car, whatever you're doing while you're listening to this. Post it, tag us, we'll reshare it, because that's what we're all about, is getting on social media and spreading love. And before we head out, my best piece of advice is make sure you go pet a dog today. It will make your day better, I promise.
Thanks for listening to Shooting the Shit with Kyle and Kim.